Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Let's just keep the music going. How about some Hoodoo Gurus, I Want You Back? It's the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 WRCT.
I can still recall the time she said she was always mine. And she lived as people do and forget what we've been through. It's not that she's gone away.
Joint. She never fails to get straight to the point. Shallow talking, empty phrases got no place in a world. That's the reason why I go to my go-to girl.
Shopping? You meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. I want you to know what's going to happen in this next hour of music. I'm doing a segment called Gone But Not Forgotten. What I'm doing is I'm taking artists, musicians, people connected to the music industry somehow who passed in 2021. And I'm going to highlight it through songs to show their contribution to what you listen to. Maybe songs you know, maybe artists you don't know, and you're like, wow, maybe I need to check that out. So that's what the plan is. Before I get into this, I want to remind you that Attic Records, which is located in Millville, joins you in supporting WRCT. They're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. That's Attic Records in Millville. Call them at 412-821-8484. Dr. Lonnie Smith is my background music. Yeah, that's him actually taking on Beck from his Boogaloo to Beck release. We lost Dr. Lonnie Smith on September 28th, so he has been my background music in tribute to my Gone But Not Forgotten segment. So I was talking about, like, so we're going to focus on, you know, musicians and artists and things like that, but sometimes there's people like Mick Rock. So Mick Rock passed away on November 18th. He was 72 years old, and he was known as the man who shot the 70s. Why? Because he was a photographer. And I'm going to name some albums where he has the covers. His photography is featured on the covers of Lou Reed's Transformer, David Bowie's Pinups, Sid Barrett's The Madcap Laughs, Iggy and the Stooges' Raw Power. Need I go on? Yeah, he is indeed the man who shot the 70s. And as I mentioned, unfortunately, we lost him on November 18th. And then speaking of iconic photographers, Ricky Powell passed away on February 1st of 2021 at the age of 59. He was an iconic street photographer who documented the ascension of hip hop. So let's not waste any time. Let's move into a set that features a little old school hip hop, because Duke Booty also passed away. He was the co-writer and producer of this song. It's Grandmaster Flash and The Message. It's the Viva La Mock radio program. Gone but not forgotten.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dangle. A silk-on princess seemed to lost her senses, down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so diddy, she had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Go to school cause the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool and all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie and run with the creeps. Cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song, cause deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you wanna grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth, but now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, man.
Yeah, man. My mom's got balls, man.
What?
Yeah, she got hurt.
What is happening?
Free. Don't nobody move nothing. Y'all know what this is.
Get him up. Get him up, man. We down with Grandmaster Flash.
MD.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Think of that girl they call Roxanne. She's all stuck up.
Why you say fat?
Cause you wouldn't give a guy like me no rap. Man, she was walking down the street, so I said, hello, I'm Kango from your TFO. And she's so, I said, so, baby, don't you know I can sing a rap dance in just one show? Cause I'm Kango, Mr. Sophisticator. As far as I know, ain't nobody greater from beginning to end and to beginning. I never lose because I'm all about winning. But if I was to lose, I wouldn't be upset. Cause I'm not a gambler, I don't bet. I don't be in no casino. And baby, why you nizzo? The is, the grizzly, kiss and kizzo. I thought you'd be impressed and give me devious rap. I thought I had a code inside my sinister trap. I thought it'd be a piece of paper, but it was nothing like that. I guess that's what I could but think, it ain't that rock black. Been criticized to get some, and see this number whistling. Crizzle is like a teaser of his ass, like a dealer with a bang bang. Brother, I feel bad, but I ain't committing suicide for no crap. Calling her a crab is just a figure of speech, cause she's an apple, a pear, a plum, and a peach. I thought I had it in the palm of my hand, but man, oh man, if I was grand, I'd bang Roxanne.
Roxanne, Roxanne,
can't you understand?
Roxanne, Roxanne,
I wanna be your man.
Yo, Kango, I don't think that you're dense, but you went about the matter with no experience. You should know, she doesn't need a guy like you, she needs a guy like me, with a high IQ. And she takes to my rap, cause my rap's the best. The educated rapper MD will never fess. So when I met her, I wasted no time, but stuck up Roxanne, paid me no mind. She thought my name was Larry, I told her it was Gary. She said she didn't like it, so she chose to call me Barry. She said she loved to marry my baby, she would carry. And if he had a baby, he'd name the baby Harry. Her mother name is Mary, which is really quite contrary. Her face is very hairy, and you can say it's scary. So does him not every, our father's a fairy. His wife's a secretary, his son's a military. To force him to enlist against him wasn't voluntary. His daughter's name is Sherry, his son's a Tom and Jerry. Sherry had the flu, but it was only temporary. Back in January, or was it February? But every time I say this rhyme, it makes me kind of weary. It's only customary to give this commentary. Some say it's bad, some say it's legendary. You're searching all you want to try your local library. You never find a rhyme like this in any dictionary. But do you know, after all that, all I've received was a pat on my back. That's what you get, it happened to me. Ain't that right, Mixmaster ICE?
Roxanne, Roxanne. Roxanne, Roxanne.
You had a rope, you thought you was Cupid. But EMD, your rap was plain stupid. I know you're educated, but what will you learn? Not all girls want to be involved with bookworms. You gotta be strong in which you can't resist. So educated rapper, huh, bust this. Since she's a new girl around the block, I had to let her know I was the debonair doc. I said I'd like to speak with you if I can. And if I'm correct, hey, your name is Roxanne. She said, how'd you know my closet is getting around? Right now, baby, you're the talk of the town. Please let me walk you to the corner, my rap will be brief. She said, I've seen you before, you look like a thief. I said, me? The doc? A hood? A rock? Running around the street robbing people on the block? Nah, that's not my style. The crime, I'm not related. As far as I'm concerned, I'm too sophisticated. Then it seems I got beat because she cracked a smile. That let me know my rap was worth a while. She said, you call yourself a doctor? I said, this is true. She said, explain to me really what doctors must do. I said, this is very cool because I don't say this every day. It's a major medical field the doctor must play. Dermatology is treatment of the skin. Infected and you see me over and over again. There's anesthesiology, ophthalmology, internal medicine, and plastic surgery, orthopedic surgery, and pathology of disease caused by the change of the body. She said, ooh, that's very unique. Gave me her number and kissed me on the cheek. She said she had to go, but she'd be back by 8. Told me call at 9 to arrange a date.
Did you take her to the beach?
That's what we planned, but she stood me up. Roxanne, Roxanne.
Roxanne, Roxanne,
I wanna be your man.
Roxanne, Roxanne,
and here's our game plan.
The beat is here,
so we will reveal it.
And if you think it's soft,
then Roxanne, feel it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
From their 1977 debut album, that's The Clash, doing their version of Police and Thieves. Yeah, Junior Mervin. Sorry, I don't know who Junior Martin is. Junior Mervin originally put that one out, but I threw that in there because it was co-written by Lee Scratch Perry, and we lost Lee Scratch Perry back in August 29th of 2021. One of maybe two covers that I'll be playing, not playing the original artist that I might be paying tribute to. Kind of, just keep listening on that. Tell you some fun stories about that Lee Scratch Perry Clash connection if you're unfamiliar. So the Police do that cover on their debut album, and Lee Scratch Perry hears it. He's like, oh my God, these guys are great. Story goes, he actually stuck a photo of them up in his studios in like Jamaica. And he was in London producing Bob Marley, actually. And the Clash found out about that. And the Clash were wanting to record a single because their record label had actually released the song Remote Control unbeknownst to them. And they were really upset with that. So they wanted to go in the studio, and they asked Lee Scratch Perry if he would actually produce the song. And he was like, oh, of course I will. And the song that came out of that was the song Complete Control. So if you have that debut album stateside, because in the UK it was released without Complete Control. That was not on the track listing. The US version has Complete Control on there, and it's a song about how the record label has complete control over the band, and they were really ticked off about that. But that's my Lee Scratch Perry connection with the Police. With the Clash. I don't think they ever did anything together. With the Clash and Police and Thieves, the song, and my tribute here on the Viva La Mock radio program. All right, I digress. Let's get into what other songs I played. How about some UB40? Went back to their 1986 album, the title track, Rats in Me Kitchen. Interesting thing about that song is it featured Herb Alpert on it, and it's nice because UB40 was on A&M, Herb's label. That's the A in A&M is Alpert. But we lost two members of UB40 within about a little over 2 months of each other. Founding member Brian Travers, who played saxophone, passed away at the age of 62 on August 22nd. And then on November 6th, Terrence Wilson, who was actually known as Astro, did some percussion and vocals and wrote a lot of the songs. Wasn't the lead singer, but wrote a lot of the songs. He passed on November 6th. And an interesting story goes about that song in particular, they were working on, like, trying to work on this new album, and the lead singer, Allie Campbell, had moved into a new house, and it was troubled by rodents, as they would say, and Astro asked if he had any ideas for new songs, and Allie replied with, "Oh God, I don't care about the album for a minute, I've got a rat in the kitchen." So what did Astro go do? He went and wrote that track in response. And actually sings vocals on that track. Sings the lead vocals on it. But we lost both Astro. He was 64. And Brian, members of UB40. Last year, before my little reggae influence set, I had a little hip-hop influence set of a couple songs. Some UTFO, which stood for the Untouchable Force Organization, with their 1985 hit, Roxanne, Roxanne. We lost Kangle Kid. The Kangle Kid, real name Sean Fakir, was only 19 when that came out. So do the math, 1985, 2022. Yeah, he was 55 when he passed away on December 18th. I just want to go back to some of my old school rap roots for that. And start off the entire set, speaking of some old school rap roots, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five gave us the message. Duke Booty, who was a co-writer and producer, passed away on January 13th of 2021 at the age of 69. I know all this excitement, all this celebration, and I almost forgot to, like, cue up my next song. figure it out. Got about 30 minutes left in this program. It's a program called Viva Lamach. With a host named The Mockster. That's me. I'm The Mockster. You can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com if you want to say hi. Give me a request. Give me a comment. Critique my show. Do what you want to do. That's what email's for. We're gonna turn the next song back to 1976. The album was called A New World Record. And I'm talking about the Electric Light Orchestra. Lewis Clark, who was the string arranger for ELO in the mid to late 70s, passed away on February 13th of 2021 at the age of 73.
Hey, Pittsburgh. Michael Nesmith here with Paul. You are listening to Viva La Mock. Aren't we lucky?
All men must have someone who never take advantage of the love bright as the sun. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one. All men must have someone who never take for granted all the pleasures and the fun. Someone to stand beside them, and you just may be the one. Just may be the one. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one.
Monkees wrapping up that set of music from the Headquarters album. Sadly, we lost Mike Nesmith in December 10th, at the age of 78. He had just completed a farewell Monkee tour. Monkees tour with Mickey Dolenz. And I actually had the opportunity to see that tour like a month earlier. Yeah, early November. I was out at the Palace in Greensburg. And I'm glad I did. Believe it or not, the only time I actually saw the Monkees perform, however, in the last 25 years, I randomly had a chance to meet all of the Monkees. It's kind of random, is it not? Before the Monkees, and the song was You Just May Be the One, if I didn't actually say that. I forget what I say sometimes. The Laws, I played The Laws with their little power pop gem from the early 1990s with There She Goes. I played that in tribute to Janis Long. Now, Janis Long, she was 66 years old. She was actually a groundbreaking broadcaster who helped launch the career over in the UK of bands like The Laws, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, and Amy Winehouse, to name a few. And she passed on Christmas Day, 2021. And speaking of people who, again, helped launch careers or just were influential, I want to talk about a gentleman who his claim. Called a claim to fame, but his he was a writer, a music critic, and an editor at Rolling Stone. He worked for Crawdaddy, Cream, was a contributing music editor for Fresh Air at WHYY. His name was Ed Ward. He was 72 years old, but he was also one of the founders of South by Southwest. And he passed on May 3rd. My final industry person I just want to highlight while I got the mic on is Ethel Gabriel. She passed away on March 23rd. She was 99 years old. She was a Grammy winner, but she worked for RCA Records. And some bigwig at RCA put her in charge of this label called Camden Records. It's like a budget label, thinking it was just going to fail. And she turned it into a multi-million dollar record label. She was an amazing person, Ethel Gabriel, 99 years old. Or as a lot of people like to say, 99 years young. We got about 17 minutes of this program left. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. This next one is interesting because because we just lost Ronnie Spector. We did. In 2022, we lost Ronnie Spector, so expect to maybe hear this song maybe again next year on this program. But believe it or not, she passed away 4 days shy of the one-year anniversary of losing Phil Spector. So how about we play some Ronettes?
Go. They call the rising sun. And it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one.
Steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington. Well, I wonder who that sad little scrap of paper is.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Gee, Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage.
Well, I got this far. When I started, I wasn't even a bill. I was just an idea.
Some folks back home decided they wanted a law passed, so they called their local congressman, and he said, "You're right, there ought to be a law." Then he sat down and wrote me out and introduced me to Congress, and I became a bill. And I'll remain a bill until they decide to make me a law.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I got as far as Capitol Hill. Well, now I'm stuck in committee, and I'll sit here and wait while a few key congressmen discuss and debate whether they should let me be a law. How I hope and pray that they will. But today I am still just a bill.
Listen to those congressmen arguing. Is all that discussion and debate about you?
Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones. Most bills never even get this far. I hope they decide to report on me favorably, otherwise I may die.
Die?
Yeah, die in committee. Oh, but it looks like I'm going to live. Now I go to the House of Representatives and they vote on me.
If they vote yes, what happens?
Then I go to the Senate and the whole thing starts all over again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And if they vote for me on Capitol Hill, well, then I'm off to the White House where I'll wait in a line with a lot of other bills for the president to sign. And if he signs me, then I'll be a law. How I hope and pray that he will. But today I am still just a bill.
You mean even if the whole Congress says you should be a law, the president can still say no?
Yes, that's called a veto. If the president vetoes me, I have to go back to Congress and they vote on me again, and by that time you're so
old. By that time, it's very unlikely that you become a law. It's not easy to become a law, is it?
No.
But how I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
He signed your bill. Now you're a law.
Oh, yes.
You know, the man who wrote that song, his name was Dave Frischberg, and he just passed away in 2021 at the age of 88 on November 17th. He was a singer-songwriter, was a jazz pianist. He has had another song. I almost played that instead. I almost played the other song instead, which was called Bernie the Attorney, but I went with his most famous song from Schoolhouse Rocks, and I'm Just a Bill. The singer, Jack Seldon, he passed away a couple years ago. Now we lost Dave as well. Animals in that set of music with their version of House of the Rising Sun. Guitarist Hilton Valentine, which has been said, basically made that their song. That made, I think Eric Burden actually said that. He's like, we own that song because of what Hilton Valentine did on the guitar at the beginning of that song. And I tend to agree that their version is the definitive version of the song. Marvelette's in there as well. Please, Mr. Postman. One of the vocalists, Wanda Young, passed away on December 15th at the age of 78. And start off the entire set with the Ronettes and Be My Baby in tribute to Phil Spector, who passed away on January 16th. Let's remember Phil for the Wall of Sound and his musical contributions, and not the other side of Phil. How about I just say it that way? Hey, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock. We are wrapping things up. I got one more song. One more song before the night is over, or the day is over, or my time is over. Just one more song. Before I get into that song, I got to remember, do you remember Top 40 Radio back in the 70s? Yeah, it's vague, but Jay Thurber might, though. So say, okay, Gen Xer, tune into Radio 9 from noon to 3 each and every Saturday for a mix of oldies, newies, and snark. It's right here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 WRCT. Also, don't forget, during these uncertain and unprecedented times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. Did you know that 22 Americans die each and every day waiting for organ transplants? And most of them are for kidneys. Good news is MatchingDonors.com is helping to change that because they link organ donors with people in need of organs. Now, you don't have to actually donate a kidney or an organ to save a life. You can donate a boat, a car, maybe some real estate. You get a great tax deduction, and you help save lives. Visit MatchingDonors.com or call 1-800-385-0422. I mentioned I might have another cover. Well, this next song is technically a cover because Andrew Gold wrote it. It's going to be in tribute of someone who wasn't a musician, but she was an artist, and she was an icon. I'm talking about How We Lost Betty White 3 weeks before her 100th birthday on New Year's Eve. So in tribute to Betty White, Betty, it's Cynthia Fee. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Listening to Noise Theory on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I do not struggle in your web because it was my aim to get caught. But daddy long legs, I feel that I'm finally growing weary of waiting to be consumed by you. Give me the first taste. Let it begin. Heaven cannot wait forever. Darling, just start the chase. I'll let you win. But you must make the
give me the first.